Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Everybody, I'm so glad you guys have all tuned in to the Cocktail Hour with me, Sammy Brooks, and my sexy, voluptuous baby doll, Miss Sierra Devi.
Hi, everyone.
I am doing great. It's a gorgeous day. Everybody's by the pool except for me right now, but that's okay because I'm doing the Cocktail Hour.
That's okay. I'm not by the pool either. I was by the pool yesterday, but not today.
I know. It's going to be a great week to be by the pool for everyone. So.
Oh, exactly. And I have to say a big shout-out to James Acevedo. Thank you, honey, if you're listening, for doing the show link, because everybody out there, usually I'm running the boards and I'm able to see who's calling in. So Sierra's doing it for me because my computer got sick. And so, so I won't be on webcam until my computer gets sick. So you guys will just have to do your thing without me.
It's a dark day in webcamming.
Hey, Brad, get a periscope later, because my first periscope I did the other day actually turned out pretty good.
I totally forgot about that. And I'm kind of glad we didn't periscope today because I didn't put any makeup on, so.
Oh, no, that's okay, because I was busy running around this morning anyway, and I don't have my makeup on. So, yeah, not going to periscope till later today when my face is on and I'm looking like normal, looking so fresh and clean.
Right.
So for today's Cocktail Hour, you know, last week we talked about the gal who lied about her race and whatnot, what did we say last week? By the time the show comes on next week, we're not even going to hear a word about that chick.
We heard a slight bleep about her.
Yeah, but it's already gone.
But it's already gone. And we've already, like, it's so boy that once I say it, it'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right, whatever. You're totally going to say that. Before I do that, though, I want to tell everybody that our lines are definitely open. And if you want to call in and join our conversation, the number is 646-595-4038. And guess what?
What?
I got the chat room open. It took me a few minutes. I had to do a little bit of maneuvering, but I got it open. So, guys, I'm in the chat room if you want to chat also. It's so funny. Okay,
keep multitasking over there.
I hear you. Yeah. Look, and doing this while holding a glass of champagne. I am proud of me.
Nice.
I'm manning two computers and a glass of champagne. I think I'm doing pretty good.
She's all over it. She's good. She's good, everybody. So today, okay, so here's an interesting story, which everybody knows about this story. It's been going on for,
Wait. I had to tell you the little bleep.
Oh, yeah.
There was one little
It was such a little bleep, I forgot.
We forgot already. Look, I'm like, so what is her name again? Oh, that's right, Rachel. Rachel something or other. What is... The girl from the Fashion Police, she met with her on Instagram just recently. Ozzy Osbourne's child, what's her name, Kelly Osbourne?
Oh, Kelly Osbourne, yeah.
Yeah, so she put a picture up on her Instagram mimicking this woman, you know, with a curly wig and everything else.
Oh, did she really?
She really did that. After all the stuff that she's been through lately, then she decided to jump on this bandwagon.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's about all the attention that she's worth getting right now. So, okay.
She's basically people making fun of her, is all.
Yeah.
That's all she's worth now.
Just
make fun of the poor
now.
Girl, the poor child.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, though. And of all people, Kelly Osbourne.
I know, of all people. I'm like, really,
yeah,
you?
You're right. She has been through a lot. And you don't really hear much from Kelly Osbourne anymore. Really?
Not after she recently left the Fashion Police, and then she got in trouble with that whole, that one girl with the dreads that went was it Oscars? One of those with the dreads. My thing was, okay, I mean, this is my only thing with that story.
No, I don't think Kelly said that. That was the other.
It was the other girl, and she was mad about it. But my thing is this. Okay. And you know my people. You all are out there. You know our skin tone. I'm going to do this. First of all...
No, you gave that card up a long time ago.
No, I'm taking it back right now. I saw a picture of this girl, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the dreads look pretty. You know, it takes a long time to grow dreads.
Right.
And they were really beautiful and long and everything. And then, like, 3 weeks later, I see you're in another photograph. No more dreads.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, so they were real dreads. And then I looked for another picture of her. Haven't seen her in dreads since walking down that red carpet. So they weren't even natural dreads. That was just done for that night.
They were naturally paid for.
They were naturally paid for, yes. I was like, oh, you know, it's not even worth the whole conversation now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not even worth it. You have dreads. Those aren't even real dreads. You didn't even take the time to really grow them so you could fight for
you
them.
You didn't build that. Oh my gosh, too funny. So on what we were planning on talking about, which we're going to get to here in a little bit because everybody knows about this and it's still a crazy ass story, which I still can't believe that this actually took place. And so what it is, folks, we're going to talk about is these, you know, escaped killers from the New York penitentiary, one of the New York penitentiaries. And
right.
I'm amazed. We're going on 3 weeks, aren't we, since they've been, like,
we're
out?
We're almost going on 3 weeks here. I want to say it's, like, 15 days, maybe even 17
Something
days.
Something like that.
Point. I have to look it up, the exact date. But let's put it this way. One of them is crafty at this point. I mean, you have to give somebody. I don't know which one of them is the smarter one, but one of them is smart to be gone this long.
They are beyond smart. But what really boggles my mind is, and you know they've been saying this in the news media all over, is how the F did they pull this off? Because here you are, you're in a concrete room with steel bars around you, and you're making that noise, and you're going to tell me this isn't echoing throughout the whole freaking, you know, place. So there's got to be more people on the inside that are inside on this.
for that are in.
Yeah, besides just that one poor woman. And I'm sorry.
Wanted to kill her husband.
Yeah, I didn't feel that sorry for her. I feel a little sorry for her. Just a little.
I don't feel sorry for her.
She was very, I think she was manipulated. But then, then once you pull up the fact that she wanted to kill her husband, I'm like, well, maybe not that manipulated.
But the thing is, I don't feel bad for her because of the fact that she helped two convicted killers. I mean, they're killers. They kill people. They have no regard for life. They're just disgusting. They're not even human beings. They're monsters. Bad little monsters.
She let the monsters free, Mommy.
Literally.
I'm trying to see. Okay, so like one of them, Richard Matt, he has a Marine Corps Eagle Globe tattoo on his arm. So I'm going with that he definitely has been in some sort of armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
These guys are.
They're crazy.
One of them, it seems to me that I saw something somewhere that one of them had actually escaped before. But so the first guy, he murdered the male victim, tortured him to death, dismembered him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, these are not like just somebody who's killed someone. This guy had dismembered people before.
he knows his weapons.
He knows his assault weapons, it says. You know, this isn't just some run-of-the-mill criminal here. He really got it, and they really got away.
But what's crazy is, okay, if you broke out of prison once, why weren't you put on Eagle Eye Watch? Like, seriously, there should have been Eagle Eye on that mother trucker at all times. Yeah, I mean, you're in prison for killing somebody. Like, you took the time to chop somebody up. Like, what are you, really? And you're not watching these two? And then you get the two idiots, put them close to each other, and then I still just don't understand how nobody could not hear a thing in that prison.
And then the skinny guy, the other guy, he totally, someone's logged in, I guess. James is logged in or something, because I just know someone logged me out. So anyway, but the other guy, the first guy, I just happened to see that. But the other guy, so if you're not going to go for at least a dismembered guy, and this is more motivation for cops to be out there, the little skinny one, he freaking ran over, he freaking shot a cop and ran over, took the car and ran over him with his own car and killed him. So, I mean, he's a cop killer.
Right? And Lord knows, we got enough of them running around. We don't need any more.
These are not just your run-of-the-mill small-time criminals here. These are some scary, scary people.
Yeah, and something's going to happen. There's going to be people dying along the way before these two are caught, which is really sad because they
were smart
enough to get out, and we're going on almost 3 weeks of them still running amok. Lord knows where they're at, but, you know, I saw that somebody saw someone running through the woods into this cabin, and there was DNA that was found, which to me that's kind of gross because, what kind of DNA did they find? Because you got two boys, men, that have been locked up together, and you're finding DNA. Okay,
your mind would go there. I was thinking maybe they ate a slice of pizza or something. I mean, that's how they found the guy here in D.C. He ate a slice of pizza.
I know, right? Yeah.
Those guys were like trustees. So yeah, they were on good behavior. But still, I mean, how good can anyone who's done the crimes they've done be?
That's like you chopped somebody up. You chopped a human being.
Like, you can become a priest if you want to. I'm still not gonna trust you.
Thank you. No way in hell. Oh my
You may help other people to heaven, but you're certainly going to hell.
Oh, I don't even think hell's going to let them in. Literally, I think hell might close the doors on these two. But here's the sad part. Once they get caught, if they don't get killed, which I hope they do, because they deserve to just die. They don't even deserve to live in a cell block because that's taxpayer money. And look at all the taxpayer money going out for all these officers, like $1 million a day? in trying to look, or 3 million, whatever it is, trying to locate these two idiots. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I say we find them and we just kill them. That's my
thing. I disagree.
That's fine.
Because I'm
that's
mean.
Why we get along, because we have to disagree.
I disagree, because I feel like these guys want to go out in a blaze of glory, like a big all-out shootout, like Bonnie and Clyde kind of thing, and I don't want to give them
that
satisfaction. So I want to find them and, put them in Guantanamo or something like that, or execute them immediately, or,
Or just hand them over to ISIS.
They should live in hell for, like, the whole time they're still alive.
Send them over to ISIS and behead the bastards.
Yes.
I'm like, you want to see what it's like? Yeah, send them over to ISIS and let them sever each one of their limbs, like, slowly, and let them die a painful, slow death. Like, people are probably tuning in and saying, what the hell is Sammy talking about? Oh, my God. Well, we're talking about those two escaped convicts.
Sammy, I wish you were here. We've got so many people on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, hi, guys. I just want to say hi to all of you all. I see you.
Oh, my gosh. Here I am. I'm saying hi, and I'm waving like they can see me. Hi.
Don't feel bad, because I just did the same thing. I just waved at the screen like you all can see me.
Oh,
hey, Nathan,
I
gotta say, you're right. They could have got the DNA from a cup or a bottle. I'm with you. I watch Law and Order all the time, so.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real, because these two have been locked up for a long time. You know, they might have their little manly moment.
For that one, I'm like, I'm thinking, maybe, somebody was sweaty from running and, wiped his face with a towel. They're running through the woods here.
Or they're wiping something out.
Or maybe somebody took a bath. You'd find plenty of
probably,
DNA.
They probably took one together.
Or brushed their hair. You could get plenty of DNA for a hairbrush.
This is true. I'm just thinking realistically here,
I obviously have not drank enough.
Oh, me either, because I'm still hungover from yesterday. I'm like, oh, really? Man, we went through, I don't know how much wine yesterday and vodka, but we have this spread of seafood. We're at a friend's pool party for Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
And this, I have never seen a lobster claw as big as I saw yesterday. This thing literally was like 5.5 inches long, and it must have been about 4 inches wide. I mean, this was like a lobster claw on steroids. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, that must be a crustacean from way deep down in the sea. Because I've never seen a lobster claw that big. Like, I don't think it was a lobster.
It lived near a nuclear power plant.
It was a mutation. Yeah, right.
You're going to glow tomorrow.
It was. I didn't eat that. I didn't eat that one. No, I ate the smaller guys. I was like, I don't know what y'all caught, but then it's not even lobster season. And I'm like, because you
don't have lobster. So maybe they actually caught these, or they went to the...
They told me they did, but I don't think so. I think they went to the local market, like a little Asian market in Bottom.
And this was in California? Yeah, I think they went to the Asian market. I don't think they caught them.
Yeah, because they go lobster... they go lobster catching, or well, I guess it's not fishing because you're not lobster catching.
It's trapping.
They go all the
you're
time.
Just
there you go. They go trap some damn shellfish. Shellfish. Here I am. I'm stuck on the shell. This silly freaking idiot got me hooked on the shell. Cell block. Cell block 69. That's what cell block these two idiots came from.
Oh, my God.
Come on. I'm keeping it a little clean.
I know you are. You're like, I'm keeping it light.
I'm trying. I'm really trying here. It's before 12 o'clock on West Coast time, so I'm trying.
And she is obviously not doing a good job of it, because at this point, when you came up with the dimensions for the lobster claw, I'm so not thinking lobster claw anymore. So
that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, that's like the size of an almost average penis, but it's
a
lobster claw.
Exactly what I was thinking. See, I was trying to be nice.
I was, because I'm sitting here with my fingers, and I'm like doing the dimensions of the lobster claw.
No,
I'm,
don't
I'm
even
totally
say it, because
that.
I totally did the same thing. I'm sitting here with my fingers going, yeah, that's about the size of... Oh, my God. We're here. Okay, you know, I hate to say this. Do you mind if we go to announcements? I just saw announcements pop up, and it'll give me time to rest my face from laughing so hard.
Yes, my darling. Let Angela take it away.
Angela has just totally informed me that we have new Dow House Radio announcements, so I am going to play them right now. So take us away.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiry status promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Split Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on our website. And now, back to your program.
Oh,
thank you, Angela.
I like that. I like the background music. It kind of like paused for a minute. I was like, oh, what did I do? Oh, I didn't do anything.
Right. But you know what? I think the background music when she was talking sometimes was a little too loud.
It can be sometimes.
On my end, it sounded like that. I don't know if it did on yours.
It did. It might have been. We can always like turn it down from our end too. And I was too busy playing around with the board looking for, I'm like, where other music goes with this show? Because I forgot to do that. So, guys, we're not going to do any music today. So, there.
Oh, my gosh, too funny.
I hate going through the list of everything.
You know what? I know, and I haven't received a list yet of all the new indie artists or all the indie artists that we have. Like, I haven't received it yet.
I think I'm supposed to send that to you.
Oh, are you?
That might be
my
fault.
Okay.
Okay. Write that on the board right now. She's like, you, I just told you about being a bad manager. Look at you. Send list.
You are funny. You are too funny. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, in red.
In red. She's in the red zone right now, folks. No. Oh, my gosh. So everybody listening, if you'd like to call in and chat with us, call us at 646-595-4038, and make sure you press 1, or you will be just sitting there in limbo talking or listening to us talk, us crazy girls talk. And then Sierra also has the chat room open, so she knows more about that because I haven't figured that part out yet, so I'll let her explain. I don't, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even
everyone else is like, yeah, that was pretty loud. I'm sorry, guys. Next time I'll remember to turn it down. I don't usually have to turn them down because it's not usually that loud. But I thought it was a little loud, too. But you know what? We do have someone in waiting to join in our conversation.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Uh-oh.
I know. Uh-oh. We have a few people. We're just going to go right here to, let's see. Oh, 561-523, are you there?
Hello, Sammy. Hi, Sierra. How are you? It's sweet.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing, sweetie?
Good, good. Hope you had a great weekend.
I did. I had a fabulous weekend.
Good, good. So
I did. I had a
Florida.
Wonderful weekend.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's so hot here in Florida today. It's crazy hot today. How's the weather there?
San Diego is gorgeous. It's like really, it's going to be in the close to 90s today, so it's awesome. Loving it.
I'm loving it a little bit, but it feels like Florida. It's 95 today, and we've got 80% humidity, so it's melty.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I'm good without the humidity. That's what I love about San Diego.
I'm in the air conditioning. That's why everyone's by the pool today.
Right. Yeah, we don't have the humidity like you guys do at all.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy hot
here, but it's not as hot as you two ladies are.
Oh, well, thank you.
Love it. So what do you think about these two escaped convicts here, Sweet Pea? What's your take on this crap?
I think they're due to get caught pretty soon. I think they're going to just make a mistake pretty soon to slip up and they'll wind up back in the Grey Bar Hotel.
Right. And see, me and Sierra don't see eye to eye on that because I say just shoot them so the taxpayer dollars won't have to be wasted on two things that we call humans. But
yeah.
Sierra just wants to torture them. She wants to just let them rotten jail.
Well,
our tax dollars don't really have to pay for them. I mean, what do? We can just give them bread and water, put them in a hole.
Yeah.
And I think
we don't give them anything. I say we give them a starvation diet and see how long it takes them to chill over.
How often do we have to feed them just to keep them alive? I guess if we just fed them once a week, they'd still be alive, right?
Probably. They'd probably eat their own clothes, their prison gear. They probably would.
I saw Game of Thrones the other day, so, you know, I'm all about locking them in tower right now.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen that. I've never watched that. Game of Thrones.
A riveting episode.
Really? Is it like?
I want to say it, but I don't want to ruin it for some people. But there was lots of nudity.
Maybe I should watch it. Well, maybe I should watch it then. that sounds like my kind of show right there.
There was a whole lot of nudity in the end.
Sweet. Okay. Well, I might have to jump on the Game of Thrones bandwagon here and check me out some frontal and backage.
And that's all I would say because I know there's a lot of people out there who have not seen, I think it was season finale, so I know a lot of you have not seen it yet, and it was riveting. So I'm not going to say more, but back to these crazy folks.
Oh my God!
Do you think they're gonna get caught?
Huh? I do. I think they will eventually, unless they flee to Canada, and then they're gonna have to try and catch them in Canada, and you know,
I'm surprised they're not already in Canada. I mean, they're so close.
They could be for all we know, because they don't know whose DNA was found inside that cabin anyway. It could be anybody's, because they haven't announced it.
I think they did announce it, didn't they?
They
haven't announced whose it is. You're right. They just said it was some DNA.
Yeah, they haven't announced whose it is. They just said they found someone there. So it could have been campers from, you know, the weekend before DNA that's in there. You know, maybe they were getting freaky in the cabin.
I
got a question for you, ladies.
I'm trying to get out of my head. I'm like, oh, no. Well, one of them is a total ladies' man, remember? I don't know if you saw that when they first released. They were saying what his MO is.
Well, yeah, he's a sweet talker. Like, he knows how to, well, obviously, he got the prison, you know, the seamstress lady. I mean, she was one hot ticket right there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
She's a very handsome woman.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably why he
chose her, because he probably saw the look on her face like, you know, this woman's really lonely at home. She's not happy in her marriage. I can totally transition this woman into being, you know, my submissive little prison escapee helper.
I'm seeing right now. No, they actually match the DNA, so it's definitely one of theirs. They matched it.
Oh.
They're just not saying which one it is.
All right.
I think one of them is dead. I don't think they're both alive right now. I think one's dead.
You know, I was kind of thinking also about that, Like, mm-hmm. you've got two people, and they're both crazy, crazy mother truckers. Who's to say that they didn't get pissed off at each other and one of them killed the other one? Because mm-hmm. it's going to be easier for you to run on your own and do your own thing because you've got two bullheaded, you know, imbeciles here that
yeah.
are going to want to do things on their own. And, you know, so I could see that happening. I could totally see it. I could see the bigger dude being the freaking crazier one and saying, you know, I'm going to chop you up. You're done. You're fired.
Yeah, I totally see that, too. That might be
yeah.
the DNA they found, some blood splatter.
Right? Gosh, this is crazy. Sleepy, are you still there, honey?
Yeah, yeah, I had a question for you, lady.
Okay, so I got a question for both of you, because we know this is going to happen. It's inevitable.
Inevitable.
Yeah. Inevitable. Who is going to play them in the TV movie or the big screen movie? Because you know it's going to end up on both.
You know what? I'd have to kind of see their personality. Like, you know what I mean? Because then
mm-hmm.
you can kind of depict a little bit better. But, yeah, if I heard their voices or kind of saw their mannerisms, then just to go, oh, my gosh. I don't know. Who would be good, especially for the
Because we've already been told that the bigger one looks like George Lopez. I don't know, but.
With who?
The bigger one, it's been said that he looks like George Lopez.
Really?
Yeah.
You
I don't
so?
See it, though. I don't see
I
it.
I don't either. I don't see that at all.
I don't see it.
Because I'm looking at
no.
a picture right here, and I'm not. I don't see that at all. No. Really?
Yeah, see, you don't either, do you? See, I don't see it.
Uh-uh. Freaking Hollywood.
Yeah.
I swear to bejesus. Yeah, no. No.
You know it's
going to
be
her.
A Lifetime movie in like a year.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. And her, she'll be easy to cast because she just looks like a housewife.
I think you can pick any woman and play her
yeah.
as long as she's
yeah,
bad and pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Okay, this is terrible. And guys, don't hate
somebody's
me for this.
Somebody's mean bug just came up. Came out.
Kathy Bates could play her. And I love Kathy Bates. I'm sorry, Kathy Bates, but...
Oh, but you know what? She's a great actress.
She's an awesome actress. I love
mm-hmm.
her. This is no shade at all. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but the guys, I'm not quite sure, because, like, we've seen her mannerisms, you know, with her
mm-hmm.
going to court and everything else, and she's very submissive. Like, you can just tell. Like,
yeah.
She's, yeah. But for her to say that she wanted to have her husband killed, are you out of your mind?
That is just crazy.
Like,
I mean, Cindy, can you see Kathy Bates playing her?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
I could totally
see that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That works.
It's going to be a great movie when it's all said and done. It really is.
It is.
Yeah. This
Thank
is...
you so much for calling in. I know we're like, you all just talk so much.
Yeah, I just have one question for you, ladies,
yeah.
if I could.
Yes.
If you could name a drink after your favorite TV show, what would it be and what would be in the drink?
A drink after my favorite TV show.
Oh, a drink after my favorite TV show.
Does it have
show?
To be a
oh
TV show? Can it be a movie?
Yeah, it can be a movie, too. TV show or
okay.
movie.
Okay. Mine would be a blood orange vodka martini.
Mm.
Did I come up with that too quick?
No. No.
I love the movie Clockwork Orange.
Oh, okay. See, and my favorite all-time movie, and you guys can all laugh, I don't care, but I love this movie,
mm-hmm.
is Pretty Woman, because I love Julia Roberts and Richard Gere in the movie. They were so cute. And I would have to say a blueberry lemonade martini.
Nice.
Fresh blueberries. Yeah, fresh blueberries.
That does sound good.
And... Oh, they are so good. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Oh,
so
I can also use that same martini for my favorite TV, one of my favorite TV shows, which is Dexter. So that would go along with that, too. So, God.
I think my favorite all-time TV show was The Sopranos. That was my favorite. That was my favorite. And too bad it had to go away. Too bad.
So what is yours?
Yeah, what about you? Sleepy.
Mine? I don't know. something probably be like a Under Siege type movie, but I'm trying to think what the cocktail would be. Something like a, I guess, blue would be a blue drink, perhaps?
Oh,
a blue drink?
Like a blue, something with blue, was it blue Curacao? Is that what they use to turn them blue?
Curacao
yeah.
or Curacao?
Like
a blue Hawaiian?
There you go. Blue Curacao, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like a blue Hawaiian. Those are good because that's got pineapple juice in it. And, yeah, blue Hawaiians are yummy. But, see, I'm just such a non-sweet drink person. Like, I can have one or two, and then I have to switch to just vodka and club soda because I can't do too sweet.
I'm the same way. I can't do too sweet. That's why I like the blood orange. The blood orange is tart, not sweet.
Mm-hmm. Blood orange is so yummy. Oh, my gosh.
Like blood orange.
But you know what? I bought some
pork. And I'll be in the chat room.
Okay.
Oh, perfect, Sleepy. Thank you, honey,
well,
for calling in.
I will be there.
But I bought the blood orange vodka, flavored vodka. No comparison to taking, you know, like a, if you muddle a fresh blood orange and muddle it with the vodka and a little bit of crushed ice. Oh, that's good shit right there. I'm telling you. That's yummy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nathan is named the Defiant Ones. I've seen that movie. I think everyone's seen that movie with Tony Curtis and Sidney Poitier. Oldie but goodie.
I think I have seen
that. Two escape cons on the run. They have to come over their differences and
That's like that's back in the day. Yeah.
That's way back in the day, mister. You're going
real
old school on us.
I know, right?
Isn't that before color?
To watch
it. I think that's before color. I'm
your
fan.
Funny. You are so silly. Oh, my gosh.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, because, hell, most of the Lucy, I Love Lucy reruns, I watch her before color. Or in my case,
Oh my gosh, I Dream a Genie,
because I love I Dream a Genie, so.
That's so funny you say that, because yesterday morning I'm sitting on the couch, and, you know, I watch a lot of that Killing Channel where, I can't remember the, like, Investigation, ID Channel, whatever. And why I don't know why I watch it, because when everybody leaves me alone,
you're waiting for the killer outside. Are you sitting there with a knife and gun in hand and the door locked watching?
Yeah.
The killer is on the way.
And it's, you know what, and it's a bad thing because I think, you know, my husband, he's got like 10 or 12 guns loaded here in the house. And my dumb ass, you know, if I did get that scared, I'd be stupid enough to pick it up and then probably shoot myself. Like, so I try not to watch that show when nobody's home, because if I do, I get freaked out. But I was like, you know what, I want to see what, if something different is on. And then I was bleeping through the channels, and then I see Bewitched was on. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I have not seen that in years.
Love
and what came
show.
On right after it? I Dream of Jeannie. I was like, no flipping way.
Well, those always ran like back to, as a kid, it seems like those shows always ran back to Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie and Flying Nun and what was the other silly Gilligan's Island.
Like, oh, my gosh. That's another one I haven't seen in years.
Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadow. Oh, yeah.
You never watched Dark Shadows?
Was,
I used to run home from school to
I
watch
did,
Dark Shadows.
Yeah. I was like,
I forgot
about
that one.
That
old.
Well,
let's just say
Wonder
that
Woman.
All these shows were reruns when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. But then Wonder Woman, she was like my idol when I was growing up. She was my
I
idol.
Loved Wonder
I was,
Woman.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to be
now
the
that
next
came
Wonder
on
Woman.
Night. That was prime time for that one, because we were around during that one.
Well, and I had my own Underoos little outfit. It was Wonder Woman.
You too?
I did
too.
Oh, yeah. I wore that thing every day. My mother had to, like, beat me to get it off of me so she could wash the damn thing.
Yes, because remember, they're underoos, which is another name for underwear. You needed to have three or four pair of them.
I have a pair of the cute little, you know, updated version of the underoos, but they're cotton now. They're not that, like, lycra stretchy material. But
it was
Batman.
A weird material. I was going to say, remember the underoos were a weird material?
Yeah.
That really wasn't
like a
good
lycra
for you, to be honest.
Stretchy.
Yeah. And they had the little tank top that went with the panties.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. We are so funny.
So
I mean,
we went
it's, so,
about,
it's so weird. I haven't thought about underoos in so long.
Hey, that really puts out our age. Oh, yeah. You know you're in your 40s if you wore underoos as a kid.
If you wore underoos. Oh, my God.
If you wore underoos, we know how old you are. Oh, my goodness.
Guys,
yep.
You know what? This is Sammy's Cocktail Hour, and you know what? You know what happens during Cocktail Hour? We talk about everything.
We
That's
do.
Right. We never really
we're like, we're like two chatty Cathys. You put us together.
We really
like,
are.
We are. And when we
totally
actually
are.
Get together, oh, my gosh, it's going to be insane.
People are like, what is wrong with that table? But you know what? We have a couple other people who want to be chatty with us. And I don't want to be mean to you
chatty.
All. So I'll let you in on the conversation. Gosh,
come on. Bring them on.
Really quickly, we have someone in the 708 area code. Are you there, 708-207?
Yes, I'm here. Sierra.
How are you doing, darling?
Hello,
I'm fine.
Darling.
Be nice to your elders. Don't talk about me. I'm going to be 60 in 30 days.
You call in from
exactly
the chat room. This is Nathan, by the way, everybody. Yeah. So he's all in the chat room.
That's funny.
I didn't wear underoos, but I was in junior high when Dark Shadows first came out. So you know how. Well, I just told you how old I am.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like,
I used to run home from junior high because I went to school right down the street. He used to come on at 3 o'clock in Chicago in black and white,
mm-hmm.
and that was in 1970. And by then, most of the shows were in color, but Dark Shadows was in black and white.
It sure was. The first two seasons were definitely black. Later on, it changed over to color, but it wasn't.
Did it?
It wasn't as good.
No, it was funny. The shows like that. And I Dream of Jeannie, the first couple of seasons was in black and white, too. And
it was
in
color.
Right.
Like that too.
Yep.
So,
it was weird when they switched it to color.
Yeah.
It's like you're so used to.
Did you ever find, I got to ask you this, Nathan, because you've watched as many shows probably as we have in black and white. And as a kid, I mean, because we're all from that whole generation before, you know, everything went real tech on everything. But did you find that sometimes when you were watching old black and white movies, in your head, you were seeing them in color? You know, you never really thought about the fact, wait a minute, none of these, we don't know what color her dress is, but you already kind of knew.
Right?
It was not when I
always saw that way. I'm like, I know what color that dress is. You know, I know I'm looking at black and white, but I've already in my head added all of the colors.
Not when I first watched them when I was, like, growing up, but when I got older. Started smoking pot and doing other things. Yeah, I started imagining stuff in color, seeing it in color. But when I was when I was 6 and 7, you know, 8, 9, 10, even my first couple of years in high school, no, I didn't, you know, see it in color. But and I'm a visual person now, and I've gotten older. But back then, no, it wasn't until I got a little bit past my early teenage years.
You had to open up your mind a little. You had to expand your mind a little more. That's why you didn't see what I saw. That was the hardest for me.
That's funny.
Yeah, like
that was a great answer, though.
Yeah, I started imagining stuff like Frankenstein, the original, you know, 19 with Boris Karloff, and It's Alive. I started visualizing stuff like that in The Wolfman in color. You know, and when I see them now, even though, you know, it's 2015 and they come on, you know, I visualize them in color now. You know, I see them, you know, because Ted Turner he colorized a lot of crap back in the 90s.
He did. He colorized a lot of things. And some of those things I didn't really like being colorized. Some of them were
like
perfect just
the
way they were.
And I think, you know, and here's one. I don't know. You've probably seen The Wizard of Oz. The last half of The Wizard of Oz. It went color. But the first part of it,
right.
They got to Oz or whatever it was in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
know?
That was. I always loved that about it. For
you
some
know.
Reason, I just assumed that. I didn't realize when I was a kid that Wizard of Oz was as old as it was. And I'm thinking, oh, it's in color. They're just trying to make it seem like it's old times, but it's really, you know, made now.
Right,
yeah,
right. It was. That was, like, one of the best movies. But I will tell you what, those little people scares the shit out of me.
Me too.
Like a little,
Yeah, the little munchkins.
There's still a couple of them. There's still a couple of them around, I think. I don't think they're
you
all
know what there are.
Okay.
There are.
They're in like the 90s really? Now, but there's still a couple of them that are still alive. Because a couple of them have been on a couple of television shows here in the Chicago area.
Okay.
And I think the little, one of the little women, I think was, she just died, like back of, maybe in the winter.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
She was 90-something. She was my mom's age. She was in her early 90s.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, there's still a couple of them that are still around. You know, I think most of the other characters, you know, I think they're all dead. But we know Judy Garland is dead and Ray Bolger and all of those people, the main characters, I think they're all dead now.
Right.
But,
you know the other one that scared me?
To a point where you're going, I hope most of them are dead because they're really old right now if they aren't. That is a really old movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The other one that scared me was the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the little Oompa
That's
Loompa.
That's what I was about to say, yes. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That one. There's one scene that completely freaks me out.
It's like they're turning blue and green, and it's the makeup, because I love little people. I mean, I would totally marry a little
I
person.
I hate the part
so
where he's on the boat, and he's singing that song, and he's looking around. And most people never really listen to the words of that stupid song. And he's like, I don't know if he's talking about, he's talking about things dying and all kinds of weird. And then in the background are like pictures
uh-huh.
of things being tortured. And no one ever pays it. I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I was a kid when I saw this. My mother let me see this at 3 years old.
Right. Well, you know, the creators.
Trip.
But you know, when they were creating this movie, they had some funky psychedelics, you know, shit going on. And so there's some craziness that came out. Because who back in the day is going to think about painting little people in all these odd little colors and weird hairstyles? And yeah, you got to, they were high.
And say it's for children.
Now I'm telling you, they were high.
Now I'll tell you, if you've ever seen this movie, and remember now, this movie came out in, what, 1941 or something like that. You ever see Fantasia?
The one with Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, he was a sorcerer and all of that. Talk about,
I have to admit, I've heard about it, but I have never seen it. I've heard a lot of people tell me that it's not really for kids.
No, it's not, because a lot of the images, and there was a lot of people say a lot of things about Disney and Walt Disney, where he's Illuminati or he was doing drugs back then or this,
mm-hmm.
that, and the other. But that movie was weird. and you got to remember, it came out, you know, that was my mom's day. I think the movie came out in 1941, 1942, something like that.
Okay.
And all these colors
and weird
things.
I have to go back and see it now.
Oh, I've heard of this very strange, very kind of scary movie. Like the evil wizard that's in there is actually really scary. And we were like, this shouldn't be for
kids.
It's
a lot of weird stuff. And, you know, people talk about the things, and, you know, things today are weird. But that was weird for, you know, what, 9 years?
For back in the day.
Like,
right.
That would
be weird.
It was.
Tell you, they were all high.
And that's what some people said Walt Disney was doing, and he was on LSD. You know, that was
I believe it.
What they call it, an urban legend about Walt Disney had done drugs and all of that.
Wow.
Crazy.
I'm surprised.
I'm not surprised. Me either.
Most creative people do drugs.
Maybe that's why I'm not a creator.
No matter how far back it goes. Even like Vincent. I mean, most creative people are either crazy or they do drugs.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean,
completely nuts and suffered from depression, but also smoked a lot of opium, which is why he cut off his ear, because he loved a woman so much, he cut off his ear and sent it to her.
You know,
that is insane.
And there's a lot.
That man was insane.
Even to this day, musicians and drugs are, I won't say all musicians, but I mean, and I'm into classic old 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s jazz, and people like Billie Holiday and people of that
era. Major drugs.
You know, they did, you know, I mean, if you ever saw, here's another one. We're talking movies today. Lady Sings the Blues with Diana Ross. We should have won an Oscar. you know, showing the Billie Holiday story and how she got hooked on heroin and all of
right.
that.
Right. That was a damn good movie.
Yeah,
you know, really and so yeah, a lot of musicians, you know, back in that day especially got hooked, you know, back on heroin and even marijuana, you know, before it became, you know, and I know you probably got somebody else you want to talk to, but there's a movie that is, back in the 30s, I think it was, called Reefer Madness. You know,
I actually have that movie. That is the most hilarious movie I've ever seen in my life.
That's a crazy movie.
You know what?
Movie.
I like to get stoned and watch that movie.
No. I was actually scared, and I smoked reefer. You know, I was still smoking. I was in college when I saw that movie. And so I was actually scared to smoke a joint for a while.
I don't blame you. If you believe anything
which
that
was,
went on in that
was,
movie, I don't blame you.
Which was the whole point of the movie was that the evils of marijuana. You know, people were laughing. I think the one woman jumped out a window or something like that.
There was
one
where they started acting like really wild and crazy, and the girl's eyes were rolling up in her head, and then she, yeah, and then they jump out of a window. And I'm like, what kind of weed are you smoking?
Oh, my
the
God.
The stuff that these kids supposedly are smoking these days. You know, now, what I heard, because I don't indulge anymore, from what I've heard, the stuff that the kids are smoking these days is, like, you know, much, much stronger than stuff even 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. I've got some friends that smoke, because I my brain can't function at all. Like, you know, I've got the vodka down pretty good, but if I try to smoke anything, oh, my gosh, just point me to the couch and let me just sit there for, like, 6 hours because I go into this, like, weird zone and I don't feel human. I feel like an alien. I mean, the stuff, because my dad used to grow weed. He was a big-time weed dealer
not
in
sharing
Washington
with you.
State. No, and, it's okay. You can have it
hell,
all because it
hell,
scares
I'm
me.
I'm tired now. I can feel up here and smoke weed. Well, it's not tax season now, but I can sit up here and smoke weed all day if I wanted to. I'm retired. I don't have to do anything if I don't want to.
Right?
See, I do. I'm just the opposite. I smoke. Suddenly the house is clean. I've written half a book. I've cooked for the week. People are like, can you sit down? Nope. Got stuff to do.
Oh, my gosh. Not me. I tried to smoke. It was about 5 or 6 months ago. I freaked out. Like, my body went numb, and I was like, like, and I went into my bedroom.
Yeah, you're
and I
one
closed
of those people
the door.
That can't smoke.
Yep, I can't smoke. Nope.
Yeah, not everybody can smoke. That's true. Not everybody.
And the thing about it is, I have glaucoma. I've been diagnosed with glaucoma,
so
I legally it's legal.
You can get
I'm
your
here
card.
In Illinois. I can get I can smoke pot if I wanted. You know, get my ophthalmologist right.
And just to let you all know, guys, I have my card. So I'm allowed to.
Wait, which card are you talking about? You gave one card up. Which one are you talking about? No.
I never gave up the pot card. That cost me $45. No.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
I get tired of putting these drops in my eyes twice a day. So, and I gotta remember. Oh, okay, it's 6 o'clock now. It's time to put the drop in.
It's time to do it. Oh my gosh, Nathan, thank you so much for calling in. You made my stomach muscle sore. I'm laughing so hard.
I love it.
Enjoy Chicago, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye,
Nathan.
All right.
Bye,
honey.
It's so funny.
I know, and we're coming up to the end of the show. It's like
we got 6 minutes left.
6 minutes?
What are we going to do with our 6 minutes?
Well, let me tell you something.
I think I can do with 6 minutes.
You are just lucky you are in the phone right now, because the things I do to you,
all I need is 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Yes. I'm the minute man over here. 6 minutes.
You know, that totally makes me think of that stupid. Okay, guys, I know you all probably. If next time you. I know most guys don't watch commercials. I love commercials sometimes more than a TV show. But have you seen that Drano commercial? where she's like, but I got to go. And she's like, but I got to be, I have five, I only have 20 minutes. She goes, like, all I need is 10. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I do remember that commercial.
Those commercials are just so funny. They get me every time. They just make me laugh every time. I'm like, all you need is 10, huh? Then what can you do with 20?
Lord forbid I give you a 30.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Because we can keep it going.
Oh, boy. Yes, we can. Keep the thing going. Energizer, baby.
So
do you
so
have
bad.
Any do you have any big plans coming up this week? Or are you just chilling?
Is this week a big week? Is this a holiday weekend? You know, ever since I left
Father's
school.
Day
or liquid plumber, sorry, Nathan was like, that's a liquid plumber, sorry, you're right.
Drano.
Not Drano, sorry, not Drano.
Sorry, Drano. It wasn't you. No, just yesterday was the big holiday, and it was a big day in golf. I know that a lot of you out there listening
don't like to hear me talk about
damn golf.
I think this week is my good week of just like I'll be my big plans this week is that you'll find me, let's see, on the Bitter Black Bitch Show on Wednesday, and you'll find me on the Down Low here on Dial House Radio on Friday. That's my big week.
Nice.
Now my following week. You might have a little bit harder time finding me.
Uh-oh. She's going to be in
because
I'm going
to Vegas. I have to, for the next couple weeks, I have a few big, I do have a few couple of things coming up. And I got to say this to everybody because I really need some advice really quickly. And you can send this to my Twitter page at Sierra Devire, D-E-V-I, S-I-E-R-R-A, D-E-V-I. I am going to a Nats basketball game. I'm going to the 4th of July one, but I'm also going to the one on the, I want to say it's like the 9th or something, but it's Star Wars themed.
Ooh.
And so people will be dressing up. So,
nice. I think you should be the big titty Princess Leia.
I thought Princess Leia, but is there a black character in there that I can be? Because I'm thinking, I want
you
to dress
what?
Up, so...
It doesn't matter. I say you put those cute buns on each side of your head.
You
go as Princess
look
Leia.
Like Princess Leia.
You got them. Big old bitties.
It's going to be too hot to dress up like Chewbacca, so that's not happening. It's going to be way
too hot. You could go as a cute little Ewok.
I am short enough,
Ewok.
That's for sure.
You could be the female version of Yoda.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not that short. But if anybody has any suggestions, please send them to
mine.
My Twitter page or my Facebook page.
Send it to at Sierra Devi, S-I-E-R-R-A-D-E-V-I, because she needs to be a Star Wars character. So, I mean, you could go as Darth Vader. And just wear a mask.
And I would definitely, I could with the mask. I also have to remember, it's going to be 95 degrees there. So,
okay, I see. Just go naked. Just go naked.
Is there a naked character that, you know?
I'm sure in the X-rated version, I'm sure in the adult version of Star Wars, there
remember,
is
a
naked
is
a character.
Ballpark, so I can't be naked. It is a ballpark. I am going to the Nationals baseball game, and I will be behind. Home plate.
Okay. I say then, I've got
it. Keep it classy.
Get body painted. Get body painted.
Okay.
And just
so
put
we
a cape on.
We have to keep it
classy. Really in my moment here, woman.
I forgot I had it to let everyone know that. So, we only have 1 minute left in our show, so I guess we'll go ahead and start to sign out here. And I guess you've got all my information now, but I'll repeat it later. Sammy, where are we going to find you this week?
You guys are going to find me, hopefully, if my computer gets fixed this week, I'll be able to get on webcam. But I'm definitely going to be on Periscope, and you guys can find me on there, Sammy_Brick69, same as Twitter, is Sammy_Brick69, Facebook, SammyBrick69. Let's see, and my webcam, just, go ahead and write this down at Sammy_Brick.cammodels.com, and I will tweet when I'm going to be going live. And then this Thursday evening, here on Dollhouse Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Me and Miss Sage Montana will be live on the Webcamming with Sammy and Sage show, and our guest this week is Miss Sammy Ross. So
ooh.
I'm just praying. I'm like, I know, right? She's fun. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping my freaking computer is going to be fixed. And if not, I'm just going to buy a new one because I have not been on cam only 4 times since my surgery. And so I'm like, these nice, voluptuous tatas need to come out and show the world.
Yes, we need the world needs to view them.
Yes.
We need to view them.
Oh, and I'm so excited. I got the okay from the doctor. I can actually go swimming now. I can go back to tanning. Oh, my gosh, I have missed tanning. My makeup does not match my skin anymore because I got the damn white. Jeez. Oh, yeah. The things we have to deal with as women. It's like my biggest, most important things in the world are my nails, my toes, my hair extensions, my eyelash extensions, my nice titty implants, my tanning, and my freaking vodka and red wine. That's all I need in life. I'm good.
And your shoes.
Oh, and my webcam.
And your purses.
And my webcam.
And your webcam.
Oh, shoes and purses. Yeah.
Shoes,
yeah,
and purses,
webcam.
Webcam. Yeah.
What? I'm good. But I'm, you know what? I can tell I'm going to get hooked on that Periscope because that shit is fun. Like,
it is.
It is.
Okay,
really,
so we totally should Periscope. Like, I'll try to Periscope later on this afternoon, but we'll have to try to coordinate Periscoping. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe we're out of time.
I know. Okay, and I'll let
that's what we're going to do. We've got to talk about Periscoping next time, about how the stupid stuff is done on Periscope.
Yes, and maybe we can Periscope while we're talking about Periscope.
Yes, that'd be awesome. Well, guys, I'm going to send us off with something really. I didn't know what to play, so I'm going to send us off with heroin twerking like Miley Cyrus.
Right in our sweet. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Right, Minerva. It's a real change of underwear.
Mary.